Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Jim sent me a good story, and it's actually a column from a website called Illinois Legal Aid Online. Illinois Legal Aid Online. And this, again, is from Illinois. And it's going to vary from state to state. But this is a good way to look at things and to understand how these thought processes work. Who has the right of way at a crosswalk? Who has the right of way at a crosswalk? Now, this might seem like a simple question. Most people go, well, the pedestrian does, right? Well, it depends on where the pedestrian is, what they're doing, and so on. So this came from John Roska, who's an attorney and writer who has a law Q&A column in the Champaign News Gazette. So I guess Illinois Legal Aid got it from them, and of course I got it from there. Jim told me about it. And so, question, who has the right of way to crosswalk, pedestrians or cars? Question mark. Answer, it depends. Yep, the guy's an attorney. No, I'm just kidding. Pedestrians in a crosswalk have the right of way, so drivers must yield. Pedestrians, though not yet in a crosswalk, should yield to drivers until it's safe to enter the crosswalk. And one thing I've always told people is that you can be in the right and dead, okay? So just because you have the right of way doesn't mean you should just go, I got the right to step out into traffic because I got the right of way. You know, you still got to watch out for yourself. So I'd rather be alive than lawfully in the right but dead. Pedestrians don't have an unlimited right to just barge into a crosswalk at any time. They should wait until it's safe. He then refers to Chapter 11 of the Vehicle Code from Illinois, which he says is the rules of the road. And he says that Article 10 of that chapter talks about pedestrians' rights and duties. And that's the interesting thing. Pedestrians have got rights, and they've got duties. Okay? So, because cars do more damage than pedestrians in a car-pedestrian interaction, they always have a general duty to exercise due care to avoid collision with a pedestrian. When the pedestrian is a child or someone who is not all there, like a confused, incapacitated, or intoxicated person, that due care bumps up to proper precaution. So you see someone stumbling out in the road, you can't go, hey, I got the right of way, run them over. Don't do that. Pedestrians have specific rights at crosswalks. Crosswalks, however, this is where it gets tricky, can be at intersections of streets or elsewhere. Okay, so I mean, you imagine a typical, you know, two streets cross, Main and Elm, and there's a light there. And you all know that there might be marked crosswalks across each of these at, you know, you're walking down the street, you come to the intersection. Light turns green, there's a crosswalk, right? But that's not where all crosswalks are. At an intersection, an unmarked crosswalk is basically the imaginary extension of the sidewalk across the street. Now, the sidewalk doesn't have to continue on the other side of the street, but if the sidewalk comes up to it and there's no pedestrian crossing signs, you can just crosswalks right there. That means an unmarked crosswalk requires some kind of sidewalk somewhere near the intersection, one end or the other, most likely. Away from intersections elsewhere, crosswalks must be marked. That means distinctly indicated for pedestrian crossing by lines or other markings on the surface. At crosswalks with stoplights, cars and pedestrians must each obey their signal. So that's an important thing. If there's no specific pedestrian signal, pedestrians can only enter a crosswalk when they have the green light. And of course, this all gets confounded in states that have a right turn on red. And I can tell you right now that I've seen many, many examples where someone in a hurry pulls up to a red light, they want to make a right turn on red, and they almost run over somebody in the crosswalk. And you can make a right turn on red when the traffic clears, if you're allowed to at that intersection, so long as there's no one in the crosswalk. So, you know, let's face it, some people just shouldn't be driving. There, I've said it. At crosswalks with stop signs, cars must stop and yield to pedestrians as they would to other cars. So you come to a stop and a pedestrian starts walking across in front of you. You don't go, I stopped and I can just go now. No, you got to yield. Crosswalks with no stoplight or sign are mostly going to be marked crosswalks in the middle of the block, And there the law gets very specific in Illinois. Cars must yield to pedestrians actually in the crosswalk. So someone enters the crosswalk. There's no light. There's no, just a crosswalk, but it's marked. Someone steps in and starts walking across. Now you say, well, hey, there's no light telling me to stop. There's no light telling them that they can go. Doesn't matter. They're in the crosswalk. Yield to them. And then only to pedestrians on the half of the roadway upon which the vehicle is traveling or approaching so closely from the opposite half of the roadway as to be in danger. So you're driving down the road and somebody enters this crosswalk from the right-hand side. You've got to yield to them. But once they've crossed over the halfway mark, you can then continue going. Now, that's in Illinois. I lived in California. My understanding is, I don't know if it's still the law, but I know at one point it was, that the entire crosswalk was sacred. And once a pedestrian put one foot in it, you were supposed to back off and let them go. Free passage all the way across. And I've known people who got tickets for violating the crosswalk pedestrian magical sphere of influence law in California. And so be aware that this will vary wildly from state to state. But again, I'm just bringing this up here because it's how these different thought processes work. It's always important to see how this works. So in those middle of the block marked crosswalks, cars must stop for pedestrians in the crosswalk on or close to the car's half of the street. They don't have to stop for pedestrians approaching or waiting at the curb. And so that's the other thing. Someone walks up to the curb and stops. Now, you know they've stopped because they don't want you to run them over. You actually don't have to stop for them. But we all know many people are going to. But if you do, eh. But you don't have to stop for them. That means pedestrians don't have a right of way to enter the crosswalk whenever they want. And that's specified in the law in Illinois, which says that pedestrians shall not suddenly leave a curb or other place of safety and walk or run into the path of a moving vehicle. The signs at those crosswalks often confuse things because they look like stop signs but are really trying to communicate the idea that cars must yield to pedestrians who are in the crosswalk. It's easy to think the red stop sign within the sign means stop instead of yield. And of course, that's our government tax dollars hard at work making confusing signs at crosswalks in Illinois. So there you go. Those are the some thoughts on crosswalks in Illinois. But again, the thought process, similar to where you live most likely, you might want to look it up, put in your, just Google your state name and crosswalk laws and see what they say if you're curious. Questions, comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Chrome-wheeled, fuel-injected, and stepping out over the line.